Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you might have heard there in the news bulletin, the Camogie Association has this morning announced a special congress. This will happen on the 22nd of May, aimed at resolving the ongoing controversy over skorts. The controversy erupted last weekend when players from Dublin and Kilkenny were forced to change into skorts before their Leinster semi-final in Blanchardstown after they turned up in shorts in protest. And that came after a Gaelic Players Association survey highlighted how 70% of players surveyed experienced discomfort while wearing skorts. Well, let's get more on this now. Cliona Foley is with a sports journalist, and Ursula Jacob, who's a former Camogie player with Wexford. And thank you both for being with us. Ursula, do you welcome the announcement of this special Congress coming up now on the 22nd of May?
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. I suppose some people are considering it's a win for now. And I think the big message that has went on the last week or so is, you know, that players' voices need to be heard. And I think the association, you know, have acknowledged that they need to listen to the players' feedback. And, you know, they recognise also that waiting until 2026 or 2027 is far too late to make a decision on this. I suppose my big concern, though, is still, what if there's a vote on the 22nd, you know, what if it doesn't pass? Because obviously we're still going to have the same delegates there representing each of the counties at this special Congress. So I think that's going to be an interesting point because, you know, they're who is representing the players, really.
Yeah, I think you're right to raise that because, Cliona, the Camogie Association makes that point in the statement today that a similar motion did not pass at the 2024 Congress. Do you think that that should be the watch point here, that this mightn't get through?
I would describe it as grey smoke as opposed to white smoke this morning, Claire, because okay, they've made a sudden change. They're going to have a special Congress, but we still have to make sure that the delegates vote this through. And the last time this came up in 2024 at Congress, 55% voted against them having a choice, either skirt or short, and 64% voted against getting rid of skorts. So what's needed now is that given how strongly the players feel, they're prepared to go out, and this weekend the Cork and Waterford players are prepared to not play the Munster final if they're not allowed to wear shorts. Given how strong the players feel, I think it's really important now the delegates listen, because there'll be no change if they don't vote for this. There has to be voting for it.
Well, Ursula, do you expect that protest move from Cork and Waterford will happen now, given this development today?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. And I think, you know, there's still added pressure on the Waterford and Cork players, whether or not now, what's the decision they make? Do they hold off and wait and see? But I think they came out very strong, you know, the last couple of days and even yesterday, listening to Aisling Thompson and Niamh Rockett. You know, they're willing to, you know, put the game on the line because they believe it's not just for those players, it's for also future players. But just to kind of point back to Cliona's point there, I would actually call on the Camogie Association to use the next 2 weeks wisely in terms of, I think they should do a survey across the board of club and county players. That can be done. It's a 2 week time frame. Use the time now and get the views of the players and see what the overall feeling is, because as we've already mentioned, the delegates there that maybe represented them last year, there was a disconnect. So I think if we're really looking to see the accurate views of the players right across the board, I think there should be a survey done by the Camogie Association themselves, and use the next 2 weeks to plan ahead of that meeting.
Mm-hmm. So you're just concerned that the views of the players won't really be represented when that vote comes to pass. So maybe this protest, if it does go ahead at the weekend, will just serve to further reinforce the view amongst players that they want the option.
Yeah, I think...
Sorry, Ursula, if you go ahead there, and Cliona, I'll bring you in then.
Of course.
Yeah, no, I still believe that the girls should, you know, go out on Saturday and wear their shorts. I think they've come out strong enough about it, and I think they should continue to go along with that message, because that's what they had said all week and even up to yesterday. And I feel a huge amount of sympathy for the players, even the referees ahead of the game at the weekend, because all eyes will be on that game in what action they take. Mm-hmm. And their focus should really be ultimately on a Munster final, but it's all been taken away by this. So I think it will be a big call from both Waterford and Cork in what they decide to do.
Okay, Cliona, what do you make of Ursula's suggestion now that the Camogie Association very quickly over the next 2 weeks get the views of players across the board on this?
I think it's really simple. Ursula's absolutely right. And in fact, if every club and every county board just said, we are going to take the next 2 weeks and speak to our players, call them in, talk to them, find out what they want, they could do it themselves. It doesn't. The imperative doesn't have to come from the Camogie Association. I think it should come from within the clubs and the county boards themselves. They know how strongly 83% of players in that GPA survey, their inter-county players, said they wanted the choice. But I do think they reflect the club players as well, mm-hmm. that they want the choice to wear a skirt or a short. It's really interesting as well. I think a very interesting move during the weekend was a very brave move was Dublin Camogie Board. Their referees said, if the players wear shorts, you tell them that it's not legal, but you continue the game and then you report it in your match report. So again, I think they added pressure as well, which was a really interesting move and quite a brave one as well.
Well, the Camogie Association has said now that if this passes and if there is a choice offered to players on the 22nd of May, Cliona, that it will come into force on the 24th, only 2 days later.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely brilliant, because that's a show of faith, if you like. Yes, if there's a vote for change here, we're going to implement it immediately. Whereas what they were doing was they were going to have a committee looking at this issue, bringing it to Congress next year. And then if passed, it wouldn't have been implemented until 2027. So that is a brilliant situation where they're saying, yes, if this is passed, we'll do it straight away. And I think that's what the players want to hear. It's not unprecedented, this. And actually, you could have a situation, Claire, if passed, because it's to give them a choice that you could have players wearing skirts or shorts depending on what they want. Mm-hmm. And exactly this thing happened in international hockey a couple of years ago. And a woman called Tess Howard, an ex-English player, really canvassed for the option to wear skirts or shorts. And she was successful. And actually the English team in 2023 at the European Championships, for the first time ever, they wore a mixture of skirts and shorts. So you could possibly even see that.
Yeah, the Camogie Association in that statement talks, Ursula, about this working group established, it's already underway, to examine the comfort, fit, design and overall performance of playing wear. They say that will remain in place and continue to engage with players at all levels across the country. But what you're saying this morning is get that job done in the next 14 days.
Yeah, I think, as I've already said, I think using the next two weeks so wisely. You can be surprised how much you can get done in 1 or 2 days, getting the feedback from the players directly, and making it inclusive, that it's club and county players, underage and senior players, not just getting a feel for, you know, a handful of players in each county. It can be easily done right across from the clubs and county boards, and it puts the onus and responsibility on them, because if this is a big, big decision to be made, well, everyone should be taking it seriously and using the next 2 weeks as wisely as possible.
Do you commend the association for what they've done this morning, Ursula, or do you feel that they really had no choice?
Well, I think their backs were probably completely against the wall, because the huge amount of support for the players across all platforms and the headlines that it has made over the last week or so, I probably feel that the Camogie Association really acknowledged that they needed to listen. And they also probably felt that waiting until 2026 or 2027 wasn't acceptable. And, you know, Camogie has made the headlines for all the wrong reasons now in the last kind of week. And we need to repair that now, and we need to move forward, because us Camogie people, you know, are very passionate about the game, and we want it to grow, and we want us to be talking about the ambassadors of the game, not the off the field activities. And I hope we can move on from this and just resolve it and focus on what's important, and that's the players and the big games coming up.
And you know, I think we should take a minute as well to think about the players who have taken a stand. It's really not an easy thing to do, especially when you're in a high pressure at this time in the season, Ursula, as well, to be having to think about this, but also have to stick your head up above the parapet and have your voice heard. It's not easy, is it?
it's not easy, and it's an awful position for the players. I know myself from playing, all you want the week of a game is to be focusing on the game, getting ready for the big match. But there's been a huge amount of distractions on the players this week, and I have huge admiration for, you know, the Waterford and Cork girls to be, you know, coming out to the media and, you know, exposing themselves in that way to really come out with their feelings and thoughts. And, you know, they know it's not just about the current set of players. They know it's, to have an effect down the line on younger players as well. And it's important to acknowledge that the players themselves are frustrated, but they just want to see a resolution as well. And I hope we can come to one in the next 2 weeks.
Cliona, what do you feel about the reputation of the sport and how it has been impacted by this? Or do you think that in some way that reputation has been restored by what the Camogie Association has announced this morning?
Well, I'm like Ursula. I think they were backed into making this decision and to have a special Congress, and it shouldn't have taken this, given how strongly and how it came up at 2024 and how strongly the players feel. But give them credit, as I said, that thing of saying, okay, we'll have a vote on this on the 22nd, and if it's successful, it will be implemented 2 days later. That shows good faith, I think. And, if they want to be seen as a progressive organisation that welcomes everybody, you know, and really wants to encourage girls and women not only to play sport, but to stay in their sport, this is the way forward. And, you know, I do think it's worth remembering that they've changed their playing rules a little bit in the last few years. They have shown that they were listening to players about the playing rules, but this was a key thing they needed to do. They're the oldest women's sporting organisation. They were the first organisation to give women a chance to play team sport in this country 121 years ago, Claire. Mm-hmm. So like, they're the oldest and they have the best history, and it's our Indigenous game that everybody adores. So anything that detracts from that is bad for them. And this is long overdue, but I think at least we've seen in this move with the Special Congress that they're willing to move now.
Well, hopefully now people will be offered the choice after the 22nd. That is the hope, I think, of both of you this morning. And thanks very much for being with us, Ursula Jacob there and Cliona Foley. We're going to be heading over to the Vatican and our reporter Barry Lenehan as the conclave continues. Plus, poisoned 21 years ago when he ran against a Moscow-backed candidate. We're going to speak to the wife of the former Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko, who will be with us here in the studio.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.